Hi, Christine. How's it going?
Hey, Lauren. I'm good. How about you?
I'm so good, and I'm so full of so many thoughts right now.
Yeah, that was a wild episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, you guys, we're Pod of the Dragon.
Welcome.
And yeah, we're a podcast that covers House of the Dragon and pretty much anything else going on in Westeros. Mostly right now, it's House of the Dragon.
Yep. So you can get our raw, unfiltered commentary and recaps right after we watch the episodes.
Yes. Now, importantly, we are not a research podcast.
No.
And while we are nerds, we are cool nerds. We're hot nerds. You know, it's hot nerd energy versus like library nerd energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like let us fuck up if we need to. But we did read the books.
We did. So also, I don't always remember.
Abound. We read the books like years ago. It was during the pandemic for me. So, you know.
Well, okay. Yeah. Like you said, so many spoilers for the show. Book spoilers, Game of Thrones spoilers. How did you not watch that yet? Come on.
Yeah, it's true.
Also, content warning. Generally, we like to say, like, if you watched the show, that's really what you need the content warning for. But we are going to cover some of those topics this week. There's a lot of sex in this episode. Some of it is pretty unconsensual. There's some incest vibes.
Definitely incest.
Not fully to completion, apparently.
Lol. A little bit of marital rape, you know.
Yes, that. And then more incest talk with, like, marrying of cousins, so, you know. I think that's, like, the main thing in this episode. Not super violent episode. Nothing else too crazy.
Yeah. It's a show about the Targaryens. You know there's gonna be incest.
Exactly. Let's see. A couple things we wanted to talk about, though, before we dive into this week's episode.
So, you know, our main theory here is somebody fucked a dragon.
Yeah, the Targaryens have Targaryen-like powers. We know this is mainly based on Daenerys, and you can get all like, well, actually, we don't care. We think that somebody fucked a dragon.
Somebody fucked a dragon. That's why they have dragon-like powers. That's how they got close to the dragons in Old Valyria. I'm considering this canon now at this point, because have you noticed the tapestries on the back of,
yes,
like,
our
every
theory
scene?
Became canon.
Because it's just big orgies involving people and dragons.
Yes, every time we are in the Red Keep now, look at the walls. There's big orgies. Mostly it's with people, but occasionally there's dragon.
There's dragons there, fucking a people. And they even reference it in the episode, not the dragon fucking, but the tapestries. There's a part where Allison's like, Damon, you should come see our tapestries. And Rhaenyra's like, I would like to see the tapestries.
Which is kind of a weird thing to say, too, because, like, their tapestries are all porn.
Yeah.
Like, do you want a tour of our porn?
It's just orgies and people fucking dragons.
Yeah, welcome back to the castle. Please come see our private porn library.
That's true, because they didn't even have porn in this era.
Exactly,
like, that's what I'm saying. They have tapestries of people fucking
just like
dragons.
The minstrel was being Spotify for Rhaenyra, the tapestries are their porn hub.
That's the porn hub. That's true. The other thing was, we said a few episodes back we didn't know what the opening sequence was supposed to be. We figured it out from the internet.
So it's blood.
More wine. It's blood, yeah. The blood we got, but it's supposed to be tracing the Targaryen bloodline. So whenever one of the things gets full and closes, that's when someone dies and it moves
on.
Yeah,
so each little icon represents a different Targaryen in history. And yeah, when it overflows with blood, that means they died. So, like, you can tell the one that's Rhaenyra is the same as her necklace that Daemon gave her in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't fill up with blood because she's still alive. So, we'll have to be paying special attention to these in coming episodes and seasons. Yeah. So
you can tell the first one's Aegon the Conqueror because there's three dragons in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure. It's kind of hard to see some of them. They go quickly, and there are some of them are at weird angles. But I don't know which one is, like, Daemon's, and I really want to know which one is... Here's your first big spoiler, you guys. I really want to know which one is Viserys's, because we know he's going to die at some point.
That's true.
And I want to see, like... I'm curious to see if it fills up at the beginning of the episode that he dies in... Or if it fills up in the next episode.
I think last week when you were here, we were watching it in slow-mo, trying to figure it out. Yeah, his is like a crown thing, because then it goes into Rhaenyra's, and then off to the side is Daemon's, which I don't remember what was in Daemon's either.
I don't know, a big dick?
A big dick. A big flaccid dick, but... apparently.
Okay. I think it's time for us to talk about this episode, because I have so much to say.
Woo! This was the fucking episode.
Oh, so much sex.
So much sex. My only notes that I wrote, I just feel like I should share them, were all caps, coupling, all caps, sullied, then all caps, moon tea, comma, plan B, question mark, and then at the end, how dare you fuck your uncle? As punishment, you must fuck your cousin.
I also had moon tea in all caps.
Moon tea, plan B.
Okay, so we're really mad about the moon tea, though, because it wasn't in Game of Thrones, and it would have made way more sense to have it in Game of Thrones, because they had a way better, like, plot that existed in the books that they didn't use, and then instead they just made Marjorie not be, like, fucking around and on moon tea, and instead fucked her husband, which she wasn't doing in the books, and then, like, they're like, oh, we're just mad at you because you like gay people, I think, and then they could have had this whole great plot where she's fucking around behind her husband's back, but they didn't fucking do it. Anyway, sorry, rant over.
Husband's too young. Yeah, I mean, if you listen to our Game of Thrones episodes, we bitch about this, but, like, TLDR, husband too young, she's caught with moon tea, who's she fucking? That's why the faith militant take over.
Yeah, so anyway,
we'll take over her.
Go listen to our Game of Thrones rewatch podcast episodes, get all of our thoughts on that.
Yeah.
But it seems like it was easy for them to bring moon tea into the equation, so they could have done it.
Maybe the moon trees stopped blooming? I don't know. By the time Game of Thrones happened.
So we start off this episode with Rhaenyra scrolling through Tinder, which is another app that doesn't exist.
Yes, and this is Westerosi Tinder, but she's just like flying around, or sailing, I guess. I didn't see no C-Rex in this episode. Sad.
True.
So she's sailing around with Kristen Cole, meeting all her suitors, and saying yes
next.
Or no.
Next.
Yeah, it's also like the show Next. They all suck. The only ones we get to see are an old man and a child.
A baby. A literal baby.
A literal baby.
Then kills
baby.
A man.
What was happening in that scene?
I don't know, but I didn't like it.
I don't know.
It did remind me of dating apps, and not in a good way.
Yeah. I did like that the very old guy is, like, talking about everything that she could do. And Rhaenyra goes, was my grandmother as beautiful as they say? And he was like, that's half a century ago. And she goes, yeah, it was.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
Rhaenyra is, like, queen in this. Not, like the queen, but, like, the KW queen in this episode. Because I just feel like
I love her in this episode.
Yeah,
she's
taking it to the patriarchy. Like, across the board.
Now, she's on her way back home in her little ship, and Daemon flies over and smacks her ship with the dragon a little. Just, like, a little tap on the ass kind of thing. And she seems pretty into it. So, like, more spoilers, you guys. This is a spoiler from the books. We know that she likes to fuck her uncle. We get a little taste of that in this episode, but spoiler alert, more to come. So anyway, I feel like she, like, picked a husband when she's sailing around trying to pick a husband, and then Daemon's like, look, I'm here. And she's like, you know what? That's what I'm into. Am I wrong?
I feel that.
So anyway, how did you feel about his haircut?
I didn't like it at first, but he's still the same Daemon, so it's fine.
It grew on me.
Yeah, but not on him.
I did like his long hair in the first few episodes, though.
I prefer that.
Yeah. Same old Damon. He was trying to look like he was a new bro, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he rolls up to King's Landing in some ugly-ass crown. And then the king's like, what do you call yourself king now? And he's like, other people do, but you're the king. And he kneels. Oh, before that, like, he comes with his sword, and the king's guard are blocking him. And he throws it down and says, put it with the others.
Add it to the chair.
Add it to the chair, put it with the others, which is, like, similar to what Ser Barristan says in Game of Thrones. That felt reminiscent when Joffrey dismisses him.
Yeah, so I feel like they have said this in the show at some point, but, like, obviously the throne is made out of all the blades of the enemies that have been conquered, so he's just like, here, I won the war for you. It's kind of what he's saying. But he's also full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So there's this, like, weird picnic that happens after that, I guess.
Yeah, why? Was that, like, a victory? Like, we won the war? Is that just what they do on the weekends?
I don't know. They're just Sunday brunch? I don't know.
Because I think what we're seeing in this, like, by the time we're in, like, post-Robert's Rebellion, like, the crown is fucking poor. Like, in this, like, this is, like, the peak of lavish Targaryen royal bullshit. So that could have just been, like, Sunday brunch.
Also, time has passed.
Yeah.
Because a whole ass another baby has been had.
Yeah, Alicent no longer preg, and we see a baby. It looks like it's a girl, and that she's in a lot of frilly shit, which in that era, like, all babies were that, but I feel like this was the showmakers trying to tell us that it's a girl.
They had baby Aegon in, like, little hot pants in the last episode, so.
Yeah, who knows? I feel like that was their way. It wasn't, like, a bonnet. I feel like that was their way of being like, it's a girl.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, they're all, like, chatting at this picnic, and then, like, Rhaenyra and Alicent become friends again, kind of. But also, Rhaenyra's flirting with her uncle a lot. She's super into him.
Yeah. Alicent and Rhaenyra are, like, holding hands and shit and being...
Where the fuck did that come from?
I don't know. I feel like they show that a lot on TV, like, which makes me think they're gay, which things later still make me think they're gay in this episode.
I don't think Alicent is.
She gets really upset when she thinks that Rhaenyra fucked Daemon.
Yeah, but also, like, she talks a lot about, like, the whole scene at the picnic here, where she's like, oh, it must be nice to have, like, every man in the world, like, obsessed with you. And then Rhaenyra's like, she's like, it's not that great. And that kind of makes me think she's like, I don't like men, you know, and Alicent doesn't get that. That's the vibe I get.
Yeah, but Rhaenyra does. Like, she's more, I'm saying gay. When I say, yeah, like, she's, like, bi. But
she's definitely
yeah.
into dudes, too, you're right.
She's definitely into dudes, we learned in this episode for sure. Yeah, no, I just, like, I don't know. When they always make people hold hands on TV to show that they're friends, but I feel like in real life nobody does that. Like, so that makes me think they're girlfriends.
Yeah.
What else about this scene? There was a thing I was going to say. Oh, that Alicent, Rhaenyra says something about, like, there's no worse fate than being locked in a tower forced to produce heirs. And then Alicent looks very sad because that's basically her life. Like, in this episode, it seems like she never really wanted to be queen anyway. She was doing her duty, but I feel like she's very over it at this point. It's like, she has two babies. She has, like, no friends. She's just, like, hanging out with this old man all the time. Yeah, she's, like, not super happy with her lot in life. So maybe she's almost jealous later that, like, Rhaenyra is able to, like, shouldn't be able to, but, like, is out doing her thing, like, doing whatever she wants, and she's just kind of like, must be nice, you know? Some of us have to actually do our duty.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now, this is weird to say, but at first, in this episode, I was kind of digging Rhaenyra and Daemon.
Oh, I am too. I still am.
I was, like, sort of shipping them. Well, it got a little weird at one point, but I was, like, when he gave her the, like, little outfit to sneak out in and, like, gave her directions to the secret passageway in her bedroom, and she got all excited, and then he's, like, waiting to meet her at the bottom, I was like, oh, hell yes.
And they get to have a little Aladdin,
like, that's
moment.
That's cute. Yeah.
And the princess gets to hang out and pretend to be a street rat.
Yeah, except that the boy is her uncle.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I was like, this is cute. I'm into it. They're, like, cute together. It's kind of gross, but it's cute. I don't know.
I kind of like it.
But I'm into it.
But it's Targaryens. Like, she's going to marry your stupid cousin anyway.
You guys, I'm very not into incest in real life. Like, let me make that clear.
Yeah, only in Game of Thrones. Only in Game of Thrones. We're subverting our, or we're suspending our disbelief that this isn't fucking weird.
Correct. Now, to be clear, it's also weird in Westeros, just not in the Targaryens.
True.
So, yeah. Anyway, kind of into it. I don't know how I feel about that, but here we are. So they sneak out. They, like, go do all this weird shit together. There's people fucking everywhere. Even before we get to the brothel, there's people fucking in the streets. There's dead bodies.
Yeah, they're just, like, out in the street, and there's just, like, a bunch of shit going on. People, it's like the Purge. Like, people are killing. People are fucking. There's a play. Like, people are drinking. What is this? Is that, like, a normal night in King's Landing? So I was just like, I'm like, is this, like, a festival? Is it, like, cabbage night? What is happening?
No, it's just small folk, dude.
Small folk? Who the fuck would want to be a noble?
So I think it's interesting, though, because, like, the small folk in this episode, like you were saying before, there's, like, money in the land, and they're all, like, having a good time, and it's great. And then in Game of Thrones, when everyone's poor and everyone's, like, scraping by, it's like a very different vibe in Flea Bottom or wherever they are. But like, I think that's not necessarily to say that it's an inconsistency. I think it makes sense with like the prosperity of the realm.
Yeah, like they've been in peace times. Like Jaehaerys had like a very successful, he was like a very good king, had a very successful, peaceful, prosperous reign. And then since Viserys has been in office on the throne, that's kind of been his struggle, is trying to, like, keep that going and not have the entire realm fall into war or ruin, which seems inevitable.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, lots of shit going on. It's basically a big party. I did like that they brought the little play into it. Very yes! Reminiscent of that one season of Game of Thrones where Arya keeps going to that play. And they basically, like, get to watch stories about themselves on stage. Very reminiscent of that. And a good, like, in the previous time we saw this in Game of Thrones, it was like Arya getting a window into like her family's life because she had like didn't literally know what had happened after she left.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's like Rhaenyra getting a window into like how she is perceived, and she doesn't quite like know how to respond to it, but I like it.
Yeah, at first she seems into it, and then when they don't think she'd be a good queen and she'd be feeble because she's a woman, she's just kind of like, well, fuck them. It's a good reason. It's a good thing they don't decide.
Yeah. And then Daemon does for once have a good point where he's like, it kind of matters what they think. And you, like, which is basically like saying, like, you can change their minds. Like, it's up to you to change their minds. Did like that. But anyway, then he brings her to a brothel.
Yeah. And you're right. All the brothels are orgies. Like, where?
Yes.
There's no private room. It's just, like, big orgy night.
Like, I don't go to brothels, but, like, I'm pretty sure this isn't how brothels work.
No.
So that's weird. So, yeah, they go there, and he's like, look at all these people having sex. And she's like, what is this? And he's like, it's people having sex. And then he, like, starts making out with her.
Mm-hmm.
So my note here was, like, at least they waited till she was supposed to be 18.
Yes. And I think part of it, too, is because they had had a conversation before. And this is where I kind of thought he was good for a minute, but he also sucks. But, like, they had this conversation about how she doesn't want to get married and, like, she doesn't want to have to, like, bear children because that's how her mother died and blah, blah, blah. And he's trying to show her. He's like, well, there's this other side of sex that could actually be really fun. It's, like, not all about duty.
Yeah, which I like that message. Not necessarily with your uncle, but
weird from your uncle. Good in general.
So anyway, they start making out. He does take off her pants, but apparently that's as far as they get. I wasn't totally sure, honestly, what happened until we watched the inside the episode afterwards.
When I first watched it, I thought someone was after him and he just like beelined and left her there. But watching the after the episode, it sounds like they mentioned his impotence. So it sounds like he couldn't get it up. He'd had too much to drink. Even Targaryens get whiskey dick. So he just fucks off. And then Rhaenyra's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so apparently it was supposed to be, like, he didn't like that she was actually into it. Like, he wanted to rape her.
I didn't get that.
That didn't seem the vibe in the scene. I'm just saying that's what it sounded like.
That did not seem the vibe in this scene. Like, the vibe felt very consensual. That's what I hate about Game of Thrones, when they take something that could be very consensual and, like, a woman, like, exploring her interests, so then they're like, let's make it rape. Why? Why?
Yeah, so in the inside of the episode, they basically are saying that he wanted to rape her.
They didn't say, like, those exact
words. They didn't say that exactly, but they're saying that he didn't like that she was, like, actually excited by it.
He was trying to, like, shock her. Like, it's like he was playing a little game with her, and then she actually wanted it, and he was like, eh.
Yeah, so I guess maybe he was just trying to tease her and then wasn't going to fuck her anyway, is the other way you could read it, but either way, weird.
Weird, yeah.
And I don't know, I just would have been better if they had just both been into it. And it seems like he's into her, and it seems like she's into him, so I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get their explanation was, like, not what the scene seemed like watching it.
Yeah, so one way or another, however you want to interpret it, he leaves, and she's just standing there with her pants down.
And she's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, but then she's all horned up, so...
She runs home to Daddy Kingsguard. He's not really Daddy.
Sir Sexy Face.
Sir Sexy Face. Kristen Cole.
Now, one thing I want to talk about here. In Game of Thrones, every sex scene was a sex-to-positioning scene, which made you have to watch it because there was, like, very important dialogue or something going on during the scene. This was not that.
It's just sex.
Just sex, no dialogue.
It was good, though.
It was good, and I liked that they brought in a female director for the sex scene.
It was very focused from, like, the woman's point of view, like, focus on female pleasure or shit like that. Yeah, it was pretty hot.
Yeah, and I liked that just the concept of, like, she was all, like, turned on and then, like, had to go back and, like, find someone else to fuck because, like, fucking women like sex, too.
It made me think of this stupid Megan Thee Stallion lyric, like, popped into my head. I'm not going to rap it because I'm white, but the lyric is like, I don't even say what's up. I just tell him what I want because I got another man who's going to do it if he won't. Like, that was Rhaenyra in this scene. Like, that's okay. I got Kingsguard back home. I'm going to go fuck him instead. She does the equivalent of that game you play in, like, middle school, high school, where you steal a guy's hat and run around. She does that. That's exactly what she does.
Just to get him trapped in her room. Okay, something about this, though, Christine. Now, we're made to believe, and I think this is, like, supposed to actually be what's happening, is that she's losing her virginity here.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
She seems like that's not what's happening.
No.
No one's that confident.
No, this seems like not that kind of a sex scene. Like, she's not awkward.
She undresses him. Nobody does that the first time, believe me.
No. No, I think that's what's so confusing about all of this is she went from, like, oh, no, what is this? It's fucking Rhaenyra. Oh, great, I'm going to go do that. And suddenly I know how.
Yeah. What? So, I mean, whatever. Interpret it as you will. I do think that it, like, also makes sense in the show that this is when she loses her virginity.
Yeah.
So, fine. But, yeah, no one's like
unless her and Allison have been fucking all these years.
True.
Their dynamic very much reminds me of the show Dickinson, which is the show on Apple Plus that I love. I don't know if I'd recommend it. I don't think it's particularly good. I just love it. It's kind of like Bridgerton. Yeah, it's kind of like Bridgerton, but it's more gay, and it's about Emily Dickinson. Anyway, there's, like, Emily in the show and her, like, love, Sue, are, like, best friends growing up, and Sue is married to Emily's brother, and they, like, constantly have this dynamic where, like, Emily's free and does whatever she wants, and Sue's kind of jealous because she doesn't get to do that, but they're in love, and, like, Emily's mad that Sue's married to her brother, and Sue's like, well, what the fuck else was I gonna do? That's kind of the same vibe I get from, like, Rhaenyra and Allison in this episode. There's something there, they're not acknowledging it, and, like, even as friends, Allison's like, I have to do this duty, I've had two kids, I had to marry your stupid dad, and you're, like, off here fucking people, turning down the whole realm. Like, what gives?
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I wish they would show us that scene.
I know, same. I don't think that's necessarily canon, but it's, like, between the lines. Like, I feel like you could read into this in a queer perspective very easily. I don't know, but, like, it feels... I was, like, hanging out with somebody today, and I was just like, is it just me, or are they supposed to be kind of gay? And he was like, oh, yeah, 100%. So it's not just us.
Then there's kind of at the same time, I guess, there's the Allison sex scene.
Oh, yeah. It's like that is sort of some level of sex to positioning, actually, because it's Damon explaining to Rhaenyra that sex doesn't have to be about duty and it can be about pleasure at the same time that you see Allison very much having the type of sex that's 100% about duty and not enjoying it.
Yeah, that scene. No, I don't like that scene.
I don't like it either. Like, he calls her to his bed via servant.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's late. And the servant's just like, yes.
Yeah, no, not into that. Definitely makes Viserys worse.
Yeah, I hate him in this because he just, like, seems so oblivious to the fact that she's not enjoying it. And there's one moment where he goes to look at her and she just kind of like smiles back at him. And then it's fake because then a minute later she's just like looking at the ceiling again, like, when the hell is this going to be over? And it just pissed me off. I'm like, how do you not know that she's not enjoying herself? Like, be better.
Yeah, no, he's very much like a character that is, there's nothing like incredibly egregious that he's done Game of Thrones level. However, he's pretty unlikable too.
He's like very status quo patriarchy, like all the very harmful shit that is going on in the time period that this is supposed to be portrayed during. He's like fine with it and just going about it.
Not a fan of him. Not as much as I hate Otto Hightower, but I don't really like him.
Oh, fuck Otto Hightower.
Fuck Otto Hightower.
Otto Hightower gets his in this episode, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Oh, did you notice they cut Patty's fingers off?
Yes! Oh my gosh, yes. I was like, yeah, so like, I was wondering what that's about, because he cut it in the one episode, and then the next episode it's in the maggots, and then this episode they're missing.
Yeah, so like, he can't heal any of his wounds. Mostly, I think it looks like most of his wounds are from the Iron Throne. So I really think all of it ties back into the, like, he's not a worthy Targaryen to sit on the Iron Throne.
Yes, that's kind of what I got from it. Because if it's not going to kill him, I don't know why they got into it. Unless it's supposed to be this metaphor of, like, the throne is rejecting him and injuring
him.
Yeah,
but, like, you see that during the sex scene, too. Like, his back is, like, full of open sores. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, ugh.
So I think the throne is slowly killing him and, like, you can kind of make that a metaphorical thing of, like, your political position is slowly killing you,
but also, killing him. Like, but now the literal
he's just
throne.
Not fit for it, and this literal throne is literally rejecting him.
Yes, I think that's, yeah, that's really cool. Little metaphor, but yeah, gross.
So yeah, his fingers, two of them are stubs now. Also, they look like they're getting, like, there's more rot still above
like
that.
Black.
So,
yeah.
Like, eventually his hand is gonna have to go. So that's where we are with that. Yeah, so there's all the shit then that falls out where Otto's like, your daughter is fucking your brother, and like, blah, blah, blah. All the accusations come flying out. Now, can we talk about this small council chamber where they keep having conversations that people keep overhearing? Seems like a security issue.
Yes. Soundproof that shit.
Like, I'm pretty sure if this was happening at my work, that my security guy would be like, this is a design flaw. Like, this is a problem. You have your most important conversations in here, and pretty much anyone can stand, not just like by a thin wall, like a literal see-through wall with holes in it. They're just like,
yeah, why is that in the small council chamber?
Why?
That was also in the brothel in the first episode where Daemon was with Miss Arya and people were watching.
All the walls are either covered in dragon fucking tapestries or are holes.
All of King's Landing is a brothel in this era. But also, like, a peak show.
Yeah, fucking weird. So anyway, yeah, there's all this that goes on, and then, like, Allison overhears the conversation, and Viserys is, like, not sure who to believe totally, but it seems like he believes Daemon more, slightly.
Yeah, because Daemon just says it happened.
Which they're both lying a little, to be honest.
Yeah, like, Rhaenyra's like, absolutely nothing happened, and I'm a virgin, and Daemon's like, yeah, we fucked. And it's like, yeah. No. You started
somewhere
to
in the
do
middle.
Shit, he disappeared, she went and fucked somebody else.
Yeah. They both went and fucked somebody else, I think.
I don't know, was he like, I think he just passed out there and then found out that she was the innkeeper, because she said she's not a sex worker anymore. She, like, owns the inn. She called it the skin trade.
Yes, she did.
There's no upward mobility in the skin trade. You gotta run the inn.
Okay, so then there's the scene where Patty, you guys, I'm going to keep calling him Patty. He just is Patty Considine, Viserys Targaryen, whatever. So Patty calls Rhaenyra in to talk about what happened. But then he brings out the fucking dagger again.
The dagger with the prince that was promised will come from my blood, and his will be the Song of Ice and Fire.
Stop trying to make Game of Thrones make sense.
Who is that about? Jon Snow? Daenerys? Jon Snow, I feel like. But, like, why?
I don't know. If they're going to keep referencing it this much, then they better have a plan to redo the last two seasons, because that's the only reason to reference it this much.
Like, why wasn't Jon Snow king then? Or why didn't he kill the Night King? Like,
right. So there's all these stupid fucking questions that we still have. So, like, either make a plan to fix it, or stop referencing it and just let this be its own show. And we like know that the future is full of bullshit, but whatever.
Bullshit. Yeah.
I don't want you to like try to fix it in the prequel. It's not going to get fixed. And like the fixes you're offering also don't fix it.
Yeah. It was like this.
So stop. It just made me mad. So it's the Cat's Paw Dagger. Apparently it has like A Song of Ice and Fire written on it.
Cool.
Whatever. Azor Ahai.
Don't care.
Anyway, that just made me mad.
Me too.
This was one of my favorite lines, was where Rhaenyra was like, something about like, you're using me to fix your political headaches. And then Viserys goes, you are my political headache. I thought that was great.
Oh my gosh. I keep writing things like that in my phone as potential song titles for my feminist pop punk band. So like, your political headache, heedless contrarian, and the lord of complaints.
Yes. Then Otto Hightower gets fired.
Sucks to suck, Otto Hightower.
Fuck Otto Hightower.
Fuck
I'm
off,
here for this
Otto
scene.
Hightower. Goodbye.
Now, okay. There was some talk of, like, Otto Hightower having Rhaenyra spied on, blah, 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 being treason. Yes?
Yeah, I guess. I feel like it's not.
It's a little bit of a gray area. Yeah, I feel like it's not either.
I feel like she said questioning her virtue is treason.
Yeah. So anyway, I wasn't sure how the scene was going to go, if he was just going to fire him or if he was going to have him executed or whatever. But that, I think, like, would have caused more problems, probably. Potentially, although, like, he doesn't seem to have any other family other than the person who's married to Viserys.
Yeah.
So maybe not.
It probably wouldn't have looked good. But I don't think he wanted to do that anyway. He just recognized, like, this guy. Like, I don't think he would have gotten rid of Otto Hightower if Rhaenyra hadn't, like, made it very clear, like, you are weakening your kingdom and the realm by keeping this guy with his own interests on your small council and as your hand.
Yeah, now she also promised that she was going to marry Laenor Velaryon.
She did. And then she gets the moon tea plan B.
Yeah, she do. That's pretty much the last thing that happens, huh?
Yeah, and that's sort of, like, I feel like that scene was important because it just shows that, like, her father doesn't believe her.
Yeah, it shows that her dad doesn't believe her because he's the one who is said to have sent the moon tea.
Yeah, he sent the moon tea, so it's like, yeah, I'm going to say I believe you, but I really don't because I'm giving you fucking plan B with your breakfast.
She now knows about moon tea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun for her.
That is fun.
I'm curious to see where that goes and if she will be using moon tea more frequently.
That's true. A lot of people probably don't know about moon tea because they don't want women to have sexual liberation or to be fucking around.
Yeah, and the people who know about the moon tea are the maesters, so.
Yeah, and they keep it quiet unless they, like, need to for something like this.
Why do the men control the birth control?
I don't know. It's the same now.
I think this is even worse. It's literally, like, 5 men that have birth control.
That's it.
In the entire realm.
Yeah, it's not great.
And they're not even probably going to give it out if you ask for it. Like, they're only going to give it out if your dad asks for it.
Yeah. Yes. Ew. And only if your dad is, like, powerful. Otherwise, they'll be like, oh, she sullied herself. She must face the consequences.
Yeah. Ew.
Sullied. What if word got out that you were sullied?
Gross. Okay, so that was a fun episode overall.
Yeah. Oh, I also thought it was funny that Otto Hightower told the king. The king kept asking, like, what were they doing? And he finally says, coupling.
Oh, yes. What were they doing? Say it plainly. Fucking tell me. They were coupling.
Coupling. Gross.
All right, yeah, but, like, good episode overall. I feel like we got, like, Rhaenyra's sexual awakening, but also she got engaged in the same episode, or, like, betrothed unofficially.
Lame.
Whatever. So I feel like that's going to cause us some drama because now she has this great appetite, and also she's going to be engaged to someone who possibly isn't into women.
I think is gay, yeah.
Pretty sure he's gay. So that'll be fun, and I don't know, what else?
That's all, I think. Yeah, I liked this episode, yeah. It was very sexy.
Yeah, it was good. This may have been my favorite episode of this season so far.
I think so, too. I think this show is very, like, character-driven, and I think that's its strength. Like, there's not a lot of, like, action. I mean, there was, actually, in the last couple episodes, but I prefer when it's not, when it's more just, like, about what the characters are doing, their relationships with each other, like, what are people going to think, who's going to betray who.
Yeah, so I think that's, like, what we get in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt like what I was here for. So All right, I think we should wrap this up, though, with a little game of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Let's do it.
I'm going to go first because I always make you go first. So I'm going to do it this time.
You go first.
All right. I got three ladies for you, Christine.
Ooh, okay.
We're talking about these characters in this episode specifically because we're probably going to have to recycle characters a lot because this show doesn't have as many characters as Game of Thrones, the OG Game of Thrones. So, Christine, in this episode, Rhaenyra, Alicent, or Missaria?
Ooh, I'm going to kill Alicent, fuck Missaria, marry Rhaenyra.
Fair. Into it.
I did. We've used all these characters before, but I feel like in different contexts. So, like, all of Rhaenyra's bays in this episode. So, we've got Daemon, Kristen Cole, and Laenor Velaryon.
I'm going to... who's marriage material? I think you marry Kristen Cole. That's the move.
Yeah, I think so.
And then you fuck Daemon because that sounds fun. I feel like I say that a lot.
You gotta.
And then I guess you kill Laenor. Sorry, bro. No ill will, but, you know. Yeah, cool dragon. Cool dragon, bro. All right. Well, hey, Christine. Do you have anything going on in your life that you want to plug?
Sure. I have a band. It's called Chaos Pixie. On Instagram, we're at Chaos Pixie NYC. And I have another project. It's not super active right now, but maybe soon. It's at Hard Cider Music. How about you, Lauren? What are you plugging?
You can follow me on Instagram at @low_Mazzy. You can check out Athletic Brewing. They have amazing non-alcoholic beers. You can probably get a link for them for like a little discount code on my Instagram if you want to check that out. And... you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at _podofthedragon. You can follow us. I think we're on TikTok, but we don't use it very much, but we're going to try to.
Yeah, we should. We've got this video content.
We should
content.
Use it. We have all these videos of us talking. Yeah. We should use it. Anyway, you can find us on TikTok. I think we're also at _podofthedragon on there, but I haven't used it for like 4 months. And then we... have an email that we want you to email us at.
Please email us. Yeah.
Yeah. It's podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. I know it's a long email, but we think that you guys are very smart listeners. So we think you can figure it out. We believe in you.
You can figure it out. And we are going to be in Salt Lake City in 2 weeks.
Yes, we're going to be there. Oh my God. I can't believe it's coming up that fast. So yeah, we're going to be at FanX in Salt Lake City. If you have tickets, please come see us. And we are going to try to record like some fan reactions. We want to know your thoughts on House of the Dragon and like who you think is hot and who you would fuck, marry, or kill, stuff like that. So come say hi to us. Come be on our podcast. We're going to be in Salt Lake City. It's going to be great.
Yeah, come do that.
Until next time, dreams didn't make us podcasters. Dragons did.
Dracarys.
Bye forever.
Bye forever. You're not supposed to fuck your uncle, so as punishment, you now must fuck your cousin. Targaryens, LOL.